heavyweight hero. Muhammad Ali, RIP. What many, including me, most associate with him was his outspoken and courageous stand against racism and injustice. This was exemplified by his very public refusal to fight in Vietnam. For this action he was vilified, persecuted, stripped of his world title, and banned from the ring. This was at a time when he was at the height of his boxing skills. It took a number of years for this to be overturned. When he returned to the ring, arguably he was a different boxer. He was older and slower. He adapted his original style, based on movement and hand speed, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, to one more reliant on his ability to soak up punishment. His trainer Angelo Dundee commented on this: due to his beliefs, he was robbed of the best years of his life. That's a subject that we must not forget, ever. The cumulative damage he sustained then has been linked to the Parkinson's syndrome condition which he developed, and which he lived with for the rest of his days. As any human being, he had flaws. For example, some of his trash talk, of which he was a pioneer, was funny, some crossed the line, and left a bad taste. Nevertheless, he will be most known for his charisma, his courage, his spirit, and his humanity. Legend is an often overused epitaph, but in his case it seems apt. Bill Gordon, Waltham Forest, East London.